survey says it's 6 o'clock, time for Family Feud. Now, here's your host, Grant Denyer.
Super excited. Hi, everybody. It's Friday night on Family Feud, and two Aussie families stand ready to battle it out by guessing the top answers to some simple questions for a chance to win $10,000, and not a bad start to the weekend that would be. So let's meet them right now. First up, it's the Langmaid family. Tess. Okay. You've already been successful. 2 from 2. You've got $20,000 already. Just remind Australia who's on board this team of yours.
I've got my sister Cassie, my mum Sue, and my dad Rob.
Good to see you guys back. Ready to take them on tonight, the Burns family. Have you seen?
Lovely, thank you.
Lovely to have you here.
Thank you.
Would you mind introducing us, please?
This is my cousin Anna, her lucky husband Rob, and Michael, the baby of all of our cousins.
Good, great to have you guys here. Team captains, let's play. We surveyed 100 people and the top 7 answers are on the board. Name a type of book. Tess.
A novel?
A novel is good. Novel's great. Pass the plate. So, you're 3, right? You called the police 3 years of age. Why?
We were at our grandma's beach house, and from what I remember, Mum was dancing with Tess to video hits, and she wouldn't dance with me, so I cracked it a little bit.
And you called the police on your mum because she wouldn't dance with you.
I hung up before they came.
You already got through giving them the address, the location, where you were, what was happening. That's pretty funny. That's pretty extreme, Sue.
It is. I only heard about this last year.
Oh, you did not know
at
the time?
No.
That's a classic. Name a type of book.
I'm thinking a children's book.
Children's book. Yeah, there you go. Picture a story book. Could be a book that might be called Why You Shouldn't Prank Call Triple R. Sue.
I think I'll go with romance.
Romance. Oh, beautiful. Oh, maybe not. Rob, a type of book?
I don't use these much, Grant, but I'm going to say a cookbook.
A cookbook? Nice. Lovely. Tess.
I use a lot of these. Textbooks.
Textbooks. Yes. Nice. Call the cops, Cass.
Tess just stole mine, so I'm thinking maybe a notebook.
Let's have a look. Is that there? Second strike. Burns might have the chance to steal, so have a think. Sue.
I was thinking a thriller.
Is thriller on our board? No, it's not. 3 strikes. Okay, Burns, you get a shot now. What do you reckon, Michael?
Telephone book.
Nice. Rob.
Comic.
Anna.
This will make my mum proud. The Bible.
Christine. Wonderful options, but yours to choose.
I think I'll go with the telephone book.
The telephone book. No, it's not. Sorry, Burns. Well done, Langmaids. 40 points. Number 5. Non-fiction.
Bible.
Anna.
Fiction.
There are all the options right there. Okey-dokey. It's a great start for the Langmaids. And if one of these families goes on to win for 5 nights in a row, they'll be taking home a brand new Mitsubishi Outlander. Look, this family SUV seats 5 comfortably and is packed with features including touchscreen audio, CVT auto with paddle shift and eco drive support. Now, for everybody playing along at home, I want the top answer to this one. Name a profession where you'd need to drive a ute. Let's come back and compare answers on the feud in just a minute. Families are still fighting it out for that shot at $10,000. Before the break, I asked, name a profession where you'd need to drive a ute. The top answer was...
Training!
Sure is. Cass, Anna, let's play. We surveyed 100 people and the top 8 answers are on the board. Name something that could need replacing.
Car battery.
Car battery? Oh. Batteries in general. One above it, Cass.
Like a phone.
Phone might need replacing.
Yeah, yeah, that happens a lot.
No. No.
Pass.
You guys are gonna play.
Hey, this trip to New York that you guys are planning at the end of the year is looking pretty sensational right now. I'd have to agree after winning more money again last night.
Yeah.
Could just make it that little bit more special. Maybe you could just spend the entire time being taken around New York in a horse and cart. Why not? Can afford to now.
We could put Hawaii in there as well.
Yeah, hey, now you're talking. Name something that could need replacing.
Light globes?
Love that. Is it there?
Yes.
Yes. Robbie Roberto Robinson, name something that could need replacing.
I'm going to say hot water service.
Let's see if that's on the board. No, it's not. Tess, looking a little stressed.
Yeah, really drawing a blank with this one, unfortunately. So this is a bit left of field, but you might want to replace your partner.
Why? What could be wrong with him?
He's just not up to standard.
Do you have high standards, Tess?
Relatively high, I think.
Are you currently dating anybody?
Yes, I am.
Wow. Not now, you're not.
Is that on the board?
Yeah.
Name something that could need replacing, Cass.
I'm thinking maybe shoes.
Shoes might need replacing. That's right, righto. Hey, Burns. Michael.
Well, it annoys me because my wife never does it. Toilet paper.
Mm-hmm. I'm leaning towards a washer.
Ah, like a tap washer.
Tap washer.
Anna.
Bed sheets.
Bed sheets. Lovely, Christine. You're the boss. And wonderful, I might add. Really well thought out. Lovely options from the family. Well done, you guys.
Thank
you. Yours to choose.
I'm thinking I might go a washer.
Change the washer because a dripping tap in the middle of the night is like torture.
It's horrid. Absolutely.
Let's see if the Burns can bag some first points tonight with washer. Yes, Burns. Well done. Takes it to 55 and gives them the lead. Number 8.
Water
tap.
Ink. Teeth. Car. Tire.
For the car. So it's 55 to 40 and double points time now as we really make this one an interesting one tonight. Well done. Both teams playing well so far tonight. Give me Sue, give me Rob. Let's do it. We surveyed 100 people and the top 5 answers are on the board. Name something neighbours might argue about. Rob?
The dog.
The dog? Okay. Sue.
Noise?
Just noise. No, pass or play. Something neighbours might argue about.
I'm going to say fence.
Who's going to pay for it? Split you? Don't want to split you?
Yep.
That kind of deal.
Exactly.
That delivered a wonderful result there, Tess.
Pressure's on.
Something neighbours might argue about.
They might complain about you leaving the bins out too long.
Leaving just them out on the street.
On the street, on the curb.
As in, like, you're making a mess of me street.
Yeah.
Bring your bins in, please, you slacko.
Yeah.
Let's see. First strike. But only 2 left on the board, guys, so you're looking okay. Cass?
Maybe parties?
Parties? Yeah, that's not bad. Let's see if that works for you. Now it does a second strike. Burns, get set for a steal. Have a think. Sue, this really comes down to you right now.
Pressure. I think we'll say children.
Let's see, kids. Are they there? Third strike, Langmaids. Burns.
Overhanging branches.
Nice, Rob.
Parking.
Anna.
Yeah, too many cars on the nature strip.
Okie dokie. Captain.
I'm thinking definitely too many cars on the nature strip.
Okay, you seem to be doing that. You're excited about that answer. Let's see if it works for the Burns. No! Langmaids, grab some more points and take another step towards fast money. Number 5. guys. We're kind of on the right track there, Burns, but the points go to the Langmaids, 196 to 55. Look, love watching Family Feud? Well, why not play along at home with the official Family Feud game? Head to 10 Play and you can also catch all the highlights and also the fun stuff that goes on behind the scenes as well. Triple points when we come back next, right here on The Feud. On 55, our carryover champs who have already won $20,000 are currently sitting on 196 and doing well yet again tonight, Langmaids. The family who gets to 300 points in this round could take home yet another $10,000. We're playing for triple points, righto, Burns? Triple points is good. Give me Rob, give me Michael. Let's go.
We surveyed 100 people and the top six answers are on the board. He held his hand out, which normally means you've got to shake it back, Rob. Look, I know you're competitive and I know you want to win, but don't bar him.
It's rude.
Yes.
I apologise.
Okay, here we go.
Name a food you'd eat in New York.
Rob.
Hot dogs.
You'd eat hot dogs in New York. Well done.
Oh, nice. I'll play.
Never been, have
Never
you guys?
Been.
Would like to go?
Yes, hopefully.
Name a food you'd eat in New York.
I think the New York bagels are pretty famous.
Let's see bagel on the board.
I know on a lot of TV shows they have the giant pieces of pizza, so I'm going to go with pizza.
A nice New York slice. Yeah. Yep.
I'm really just thinking of what I'd like to eat.
Yeah, I was about to ask you that question. So it's a beautiful winter white wonderland in New York. You're there, it's Christmas time at the end of the year. What do you picture yourself just devouring in the streets?
Oh, I'm still thinking summer, so I'm thinking ice cream.
Could be. You're right. Well, the question doesn't specify what time of year. Give me ice cream.
First strike.
Rob, a food you'd eat in New York?
A nice big burger. Grant.
What about burger on the board? Yeah. Two left, Tess, in a triple point round. Terrific situation for you to be in right now. Food you'd eat in New York?
Maybe a pretzel?
They have a habit of making you...
Thirsty.
Pretzels! Woo-hoo. One left on the board, Cass.
Maybe chips, like, you know, hot chips.
You'd just eat some chips in New York, do you think?
With your burger?
This is 196 in a triple point round. This could give you another win, make you champions, and allow you to play for another $10,000.
Be nice.
To go to New York, imagine.
Perfect question.
Should we try chips? Is number six for the win, chips? Oh. Righto, second strike, Burns. Get a chance, have a think. One answer left, two strikes down, Sue. You have to get this. What do you think it is?
I think I'll say pie.
It's a piece of pie. A piece of American pie in New York.
Well, the audience is not sure. They're giving you a... Oh, I don't know.
Oh, you ready? Is number six for the win pie?
Oh, no.
Right, this is the shot the Burns were hoping for. Look at this. Look at this. They go, yeah. Michael, cool, calm and collected as, what are you going to say?
It's probably more of a drink, but a soda.
Name a food you'd eat in New York?
Probably not a soda, then. That's not my answer.
This soda's very runny. Rob.
Grant, I eat a lot of these. Steak.
New York steak. Anna.
I'm liking steak, but I'm going to say onion rings.
Ooh, gee, some really good options over there, except the soda one.
No, the soda one's not an eating. No.
But good try, Michael. Not really.
Could go with this. It could go with.
It could go with any of these wonderful options. Righto, one left on the board. You guys need this. You're trailing. You're on 55 triple point round. You're saying
steak.
We're going with steak. Yeah, congratulations, Langmaids. Burns, you want to know what it is?
Yeah.
McDonald's. Oh, man. McDonald's. Someone thought that was, like, specifically New Yorkian. Oh, well done, Langmaids. Congratulations, champions, once again. Guys, Anna, Rob, Michael, the Burns, they came. They gave it a red off crack. They played beautifully, but it just wasn't meant to be. You're not going to leave empty-handed. We'll give you a gift card for $1,000 for homewares to be shared by all of you from Victoria's Basement, where world-famous brands are at famous basement prices. And you'll also be taking home our brand-new Family Feud board game that's available at selected retailers. Thanks, Burns. Thanks for playing.
Good try.
They're the Burns, everyone. Langmaids. Fast money. Let's go. You've been successful 2 from 2. We'll make it 3 from 3, and you got 30 grand. Head back to our soundproof booth. Fast money next on this New York bound family of ours. Back in the winner's seat.
Family Feud is on Facebook and Twitter. Plus, you can find us on YouTube and catch all the action on 10Play.
Time here in the feud, so let's see if the Langmaids can win some more money. It's been a fairy tale run so far for you guys. 2 from 2, let's go 3 from 3 right now. If you and Tess get 200 points or more between you, you'll win another $10,000 and take your tally to 30,000. Tess is now in our soundproof booth and can't hear your answers. I'm going to ask you 5 questions, going to give you 20 seconds to answer. You know how it works. If you pass, we'll come back if there's time, and the clock starts at the end of the first question. You ready?
Yes.
Good luck, Rob. 20 seconds on the clock, please. What's the first thing you'd reach for if you thought there was an intruder in your house?
Your mobile phone.
Name a meat you might find in sausages.
Beef.
Name something that might be unstable.
House.
Name a shade of blue.
Dark.
What situation might you need a calculator?
An exam.
Okay, not too bad. Did I sense you struggled a little bit more than previous nights just then? There's a little bit of hesitation after every question. Were you just thinking deeper or was it harder?
That was just a bit harder, Grant, I felt.
OK. What's the first thing you'd reach for if you thought there was an intruder in your house?
You said.
Mobile phone. Call someone else to help you. Survey says 31. Oh. Nice. Great start. Name a meat you might find in sausages. You said.
Beef.
Survey says 25. Name something that might be unstable. You said. House?
Yeah.
You live in the crooked house?
I struggled with that one, Grant.
OK. Yeah. Let's see if Australia agrees with you. Survey says. Computer says no. Name a shade of blue. You said. Dark blue. Survey says 7. In what situation might you need a calculator? You said in an exam. An English exam?
English will do.
Maths. Yeah, maths would be probably a better exam.
Yeah.
Survey says. Yeah, nice. 100. Perfect, Rob. Perfect. Well done. Head back to family. Clear the board. This game kind of works. If one person can do half the load, the other person does half the load, you'll get a great result of $10,000. That's exactly what Rob's done. 100. So you need 100 to get $10,000. Okay, this is good. I'm going to ask you the same 5 questions, but as you know, you're the second player and it's a little trickier. I'll give you an extra 5 seconds. If you pass on a question, I'll ask it again if there's time. And if you repeat an answer that's already there, you'll hear this and I'll ask you to try again. Can we remind everybody Rob's answers and 25 seconds on the clock too, please? The time starts from the end of the first question. Good luck, Tess.
Thanks.
What's the first thing you'd reach for if you thought there was an intruder in your house?
A weapon.
Name a meat you might find in sausages.
Beef.
Right, try again.
Pork.
Name something that might be unstable.
Footing.
Name a shade of blue.
Dark blue.
Try again.
Navy.
In what situation might you need a calculator?
Maths exam.
Try again.
Accounting.
Okay. Nice, good. What's the first thing you'd reach for if you thought there was an intruder? You said
a weapon. You aggressive lady. Yeah. Survey says...
Five, okay. Mobile phone was the top answer, that was Rob's. Name a meat you might find in sausages. You said...
Pork sausages, I like that, because it's the top answer! You are amazing. 38 now for another $10,000 for you guys.
Name something that might be unstable.
You said?
Footing. Your footing might be unstable. Yeah, I see what you mean. Whoa, my footing's unstable.
Like that.
Something like that.
Survey says.
Person was the top answer. 38 still needed. Name a shade of blue. You said? Navy. Or is that just another whole colour?
I don't really know.
It's a shade, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a shade. It's a shade. Survey says... 30.
Light was the top answer. Light blue. Yeah.
So we need 25 from this last answer now. And you got another $10,000. OK. As you see on the left, your dad got 37.
Yes.
In what situation might you need a calculator?
You said...
Accounting. This is pretty cool. 25 or more and you got another 10,000. Feel good?
Not really.
No? You're unsure? You don't think it's that good an answer?
No, I'm not confident in this one.
Well, let's find out. I don't actually know the answer, so let's find out right now, shall we? Come on. Fingers crossed. Survey says...
you've already won, so nice work. And I'll be back again next week to try again for another $10,000. Stick around, the project is up next on 10. We'll see you again Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody. I'm Grant Denyer. Good night, Australia.